are the people in your neighborhood, the people that you meet each day.
And our Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by Mae Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare. And joining us this morning from the Isaac Walton League, we've got Paul Lepistow and John Henderson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Nice. Top of the morning to you, sir.
Nice to have you here. You probably didn't have to use much gas to get here with the wind. Just put the sails up.
I actually had a headwind the whole way here from where I live.
Oh, goodness. Well, you'll get
the way back, I'll just put it neutral.
There you go. Exactly. And hard to believe, but here we are coming into the final week of the Fish Fry fundraisers.
Wow, have they been fun. We've had super weather. The turnout has been great. We've had between 110 and 140 people every week, and just a steady stream, and really appreciate the business from the community.
Yeah, it's been, I mean, we can't complain about the weather, because you never know in the springtime what you're going to get, but it's been really good, and you move people right through that that line really quickly.
Well, that's the goal of it. We don't want people to have to wait for their meals, and we want to get it to them out hot and fresh.
Yes.
So that you're that's the paradox, because we don't want to make it ahead of time so the fish cools down or sits for a while, but people have been very, very patient, and as you've been there almost every week, you know that the wait is only a couple minutes, and we get you on your way.
It doesn't take very long at all. You get a delicious meal, and the great thing is, too, not only do you get a great meal, you don't have to cook it and clean up afterwards. It goes to some great programs throughout the year.
It surely does. Paul will tell you about an event that was just held there a couple of weeks ago that's really one of the crux items of why we have the facilities at the Isaac Walton. Paul, what was that?
We had a youth shooting clinic. Was that last weekend? Yeah, last weekend of March. And a family from Rapid City, Bartholomew family, came in, and they're national shooting champions and hold a whole bunch of shooting records, the two sons. And they did 3 days of shooting clinics for youth from all over the state. And in 3 days, over 200 youth shooters came through that clinic on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
How about
And got instruction and coaching on their shotgun shooting abilities from these nationally recognized shooters. And that's what some of the funds that we get from the Fish Fry go for, is events like that to get youth involved in the outdoors, teach them and coach them into how to shoot ethically, safely, and hopefully that's going to turn a lot of those shooters into hunters down the road as well.
Right, yeah, that's the great type of program that you've got all through the year, and that's, you know, you do these different fundraisers, including the Fish Fry, and that just helps so you can reach out and have more of these types of things for the youth.
Exactly, yeah.
The high school trap shooting team is currently practicing down there, and they were out last night braving the elements. They came in, and they were frigid, but I'll give them credit. They were hanging in there.
Yeah, I'm sure they had to take a little time to thaw out after that wind. It was pretty stiff last night.
Yeah, it makes it challenging to hit that small target when you got a 40 or 50-mile-an-hour wind gust at the same time.
Absolutely. So we encourage folks, of course, to come out Friday, the final Fish Fry between 5 and 7. And if they're interested in some of the things going on that you have, where is the best way for them to find out what's happening with the Isaac Walton League?
Facebook page is probably the easiest. Almost everybody is doing social media today. So Facebook is the Peer chapter has a Facebook page. Just look that up or do that search. And the most recent events or upcoming activities are posted on Facebook. And it's just also a nice way that you can, through that Facebook page, send a direct message if you have a question on the availability of the facility, what's available at the chapter, type of things we do throughout the year. That would be the way to do it.
Yeah, good way to reach out and ask those questions, and folks can get right back to them. Excellent. Well, thank you for the certificates that we were able to give away. They were very popular this week, which is no surprise because the fish fry is delicious. So, again, thank you for putting that on and doing the programs that you do throughout the year for the youth.
Thank you for the opportunity to come in again. We appreciate all the promotion you've given us this year again.
Absolutely. Always glad to help out. So we'll let you sail on back home with the wind, and I'll catch you guys on Friday at the Fish Fry.
Sounds good. Thanks, Dave.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
There's Paul and John from the Isaac Walton League. The final Fish Fry coming up this weekend, so head on out between 5 and 7 to the Isaac Walton League. There is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood, brought to you by the great folks at May Adam, the Peer VA Clinic, and VistaCare.